Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Hey, lovely souls. Thank you for working very hard on the flying news these days, one after another, so rushing. I hope you have kind of rested enough. Well, we have some other things now. After we've done the last flying news, I thought that's it, we could all rest. But then I have other news coming now. God told me something that is... oh God, that I didn't really want to talk about, and I truly didn't want to tell because I also don't know how to tell people. And who would believe me anyway, but never mind. At least for you guys, you can air this for all your brothers and sisters. It's faster and it reaches more of them in this way. God told me that humans should fear for world destruction and fear for world karma. And I asked God, what shall we fear for now? And God said that the earth will explode. And I said, but when? So he said from 1st of June 2025 until November 15th, same year. So that's about half a year, huh? From the beginning of the half of this year until almost the end of this year, the earth will explode. I asked God, but oh my God, then what is the cause of it? And I'm told that because of the earth's rotation conflict, God doesn't talk a lot and not much explanation sometimes. So I guess it is like the spinning system, you know, rotating, has problem. And I ask, what is the effect of that? So I'm told that the magnetic field does not shield Earth because it has some damage and it's getting bigger.
Sometimes Earth doesn't always just have a single magnetic north and south pole. Evidence suggests that for hundreds to thousands of years at a time, our planet has had 4, 6, and even 8 poles at a time. This is what has happened when the magnetic poles flipped in the past. And when it happens again, it won't be good news for humans. Now, you might think that 8 poles must be better than 2, but the reality is that multiple magnetic fields would fight each other. This could weaken Earth's protective magnetic field by up to 90% during a polar flip. Earth's magnetic field is what shields us from harmful space radiation, which can damage cells, cause cancer, and fry electronic circuits and electrical grids. It could make certain places on the planet too dangerous to live. We know this because we're already seeing a glimpse of this in an area called the South Atlantic Anomaly. Turns out, the direction of a portion of the magnetic field deep beneath this area has already flipped, and scientists say that's one reason why the field has been steadily weakening since 1840. Since experts started measuring the anomaly a few decades ago, it has grown in size and now covers a fifth of Earth's surface, with no signs of shrinking anytime soon. This is so extreme that it could be a sign we're on the brink of a polar flip, or we may already be in the midst of one.
When you think about the North Pole, you don't expect it to go anywhere. And you certainly don't expect it to change places with the South Pole. And yet, although they sound like something out of science fiction, geomagnetic reversals like this are real. During those times, the Earth's magnetic field, the shield around our planet that keeps us safe from deadly solar radiation, will drop to as low as 10% of its current strength, leading one group of scientists in 2021 to predict climate shifts and mass extinctions, and others to describe satellites being destroyed, electrical grids going offline, and deadly radiation raining down on us for hundreds or even thousands of years. Based on fluctuations in the Earth's magnetic field that scientists are detecting right now, the build-up to a geomagnetic reversal may even have begun already. Since scientists began keeping track of it in 1831, the North Pole has gradually shifted about 1,100 kilometers, leaving its original location in Canada and moving up towards Siberia. Its rate of motion is also increasing, going from 16 kilometers a year to roughly 55 kilometers a year. A big jump.
So the fire from the sun will penetrate and descend onto Earth. It's too much for the magnetic field to function, to shield the Earth. So Earth will be then burned all in its path, the sunfire path, yes, and cause a destructive explosion. I just took some notes and it's difficult for me to read them, some words, because I wrote in, you know, emotion, and now I read also in emotion. Oh, for many nights I couldn't sleep. I wonder how I would break this news out. So, and now when I'm reading it, you know, I find it difficult to digest and to understand and, I mean, to accept it. So if I don't read very clearly, please excuse me. Yeah. Scientists cannot always know or predict or understand everything yet, according to our technical and scientific knowledge, up to date. It's not all perfect yet. So I ask, how will this affect people? So has told me that people will die group-wise and local-wise from the 1st of June and until November 15, 2025. 67% of the population will die. And 25% wounded. Oh, sorry, 15% wounded. 1.5, not 2.5, okay? 15%, not 25%. I couldn't read
well
my scrap in the wigwam and the little light. Some seriously wounded ones will die later anyway. As hospitals no longer function, just not like now, or at least most of the hospitals, or almost all hospitals can no longer function because no staff. Like no doctors, no ambulances, no medicine, everything destroyed. Hardly any transportation left. Whatever left of humans will have to endure suffering and hardship. Starting from less than zero. Even Supreme Master Television will not function after. After July 10th, after the start of this horrendous problem. And I ask God, oh please, is there any way we can avoid this? And has answered me just no. But I will continue later and report more to you right now, please. Transcribe this and air it first, okay? Oh. I will answer more later, yes? When I get some more information. Thank you, all of you. God bless. Supreme Master Television cannot operate after 10 of July. The 10th of July. This is about some days after 1 month. 1 month and something. I'll talk to you more later for more information. If I get some. I guess God say no, because maybe it is too late to do anything. I don't know. I have to ask him. I have to talk to him again. Please be patient and wait, okay? Oh, I forgot. I forgot. God told me you and your people must meditate more. I said, how much more? So I said, 11 and a half hours every day. Oh dear, I don't know if we can make it. I'm so busy with SMTV and other things, but I guess we just have to. That's why I give this talk for you to transcribe and air first, and I will continue seeking an audience with God, our Lord, again, and then I tell you more later. So whoever can, please meditate more. Just put down everything except what you have to do. This is serious, okay? Please meditate more. Also, because I thought if we air this, the non-initiates, maybe some of them will listen and maybe they could do something to help themselves, pray to God or U-turn or repent and whatever they can do. Maybe just some will listen. Yeah.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.